in the Catholic Church we have seven sacraments, and yet the sacrament of confirmation is often called the sacrament without a theology, which is utter garbage. We have a theology, but we've lost it. We've lost sight of what this sacrament is all about, and I know full well from when I was confirmed, all the junk that I was taught and has been taught since I don't know how long. But people telling you things like, this is you confirming that you want to be Catholic. Have you ever heard that before? That's not what a sacrament is. Sacrament is a visible sign of the invisible reality of what God is doing in our lives, of His grace at work within us. It's not about what we do. It's about what God is doing in us. And today we hear about that reception of the Holy Spirit, that confirmation of the Holy Spirit within the apostles, and that is promised to us as well, and how that changes our lives. We may read the gospel reading today and hear Jesus saying that the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you, as though it's some sort of knowledge that He's going to tell us what we need to know, like some sort of mystical experience of knowledge of God or something like that. I think Jesus did a pretty good job of teaching. We're just dense. Look at those apostles in the first reading today. Just last week, we celebrated the Ascension. Jesus' teaching there was pretty clear. Go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He didn't mince words, told them what to do. And yet, where do we find these apostles? Stuck in the room, gathered together, by themselves. Does that sound like going forth? Does that sound like they're teaching all nations? Does that sound like they're baptizing anyone if they're just huddled together, hiding in their room? No. But when they receive that gift of the Holy Spirit, something changes within them. And they are able to go out to fulfill that mission that Jesus gave them, to teach in multiple languages. And they begin their missions of going to the ends of the earth. Brothers and sisters, in confirmation, we are strengthened to live out our lives as Catholics, as Christians. And how important is that? I dare say most of us know the basic teachings of the church. We could probably give you a pretty good synopsis of the Ten Commandments and what Jesus did and what's right and wrong. But based on how busy that confessional is, we don't always do it. That's what this sacrament is all about. God pouring forth the gifts of the Holy Spirit to give us those promptings in our heart to go and do what is difficult, to go and live what He teaches, to carry out that mission. When I was coming to the end of my time as an associate pastor, the Archbishop called me in to give me my next assignment. And he said, I'd like you to go to Tama, Chelsea, and Belle Plaine because I need somebody that speaks Spanish and you're the best I've got. Rousing endorsement there. I took 3 years of high school Spanish and never took it again. I was more than a little rusty, to say the least. But that's what was needed. That's where I was sent. And so I did a 2-week refresher course down in Texas and off I went. And that ministry, although it scared me half to death, has been so beautiful and borne so much fruit. And without the grace of God, I absolutely could not do it. But it's hard. It was uncomfortable. It wasn't easy to step up there for my first weekend in the parish and try and preach in Spanish, let alone confessions. Those scared me half to death. But it's what was needed. And God gave me the grace, the strength, and the courage to step forward and to try, to do what had been asked of me, to teach. What about you? What is God asking you to do that you're afraid of? We all have it. We all have something uncomfortable in our life that God wants us to do. Maybe it's forgiving someone. Maybe it's proclaiming the truth to someone you know and love who needs to hear it most. Maybe it's taking a step to change your career or your path in life to be more in line with gospel teachings. These are hard and challenging things. Jesus never said they'd be easy, and we often know, I shouldn't be doing this, but I can't do that. I don't have the strength. I'm not strong enough. I don't know enough. Do you think the fishermen that Jesus chose knew enough to go out to the ends of the earth, to Spain and Italy, down to India and Ethiopia? I'm sure they didn't feel equipped either. That's probably why they were cowering in the upper room. But with that gift of the Holy Spirit, they're reminded of Christ's words. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Go forth, teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Ask and it will be given unto you. Knock and the door shall be opened. But oftentimes we're afraid to take that first step. Those gifts of the Holy Spirit, of courage and fortitude, knowledge and wisdom, piety, they strengthen us to do what is right. Not just to learn about what is right. That's not the kind of teaching that Jesus is talking about. But to go out and live it. And how much better would our world be if we lived it, if we went out and did and not just learned, if we loved and risked rather than just trying to protect and save. We cannot do it on our own, but with all things, with God, all things are possible. And so that sequence we sing is so important. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come into our hearts. Teach us in that moment how you want us to act differently. Teach us how to be strong in the face of adversity. Give us the knowledge to go out and do what you have called us to do. Come, O Holy Spirit, come. Fill the hearts of your faithful. That is what God is doing in our lives, brothers and sisters, what He desires to do through you. St. Paul says so clearly in the Romans today, we are not those who live in the flesh, but live in the Spirit. Think of all of the great saints throughout the ages who have put their lives on the line for the gospel message. If living according to the flesh, every time they ran into adversity, they would step back. I need to protect myself, save my life, guard what I have. But no, they live in the Spirit. They put themselves out there and risk their lives for others, that they may come to know the love of God and experience the salvation He wants for them. They are not afraid in the face of adversity and danger, hostile forces or poverty, because they know their Father is in heaven and that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in them. If that Spirit fills our hearts, we need not fear the things of the flesh. We need not live for this world. We will truly have the courage of living for heaven. We'll truly have that knowledge of God's love for us that sets us free from the things of this world. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry, Abba, Father, a spirit that raises our eyes to heaven rather than fixing them on the passing things of this earth. A spirit of adoption into the divine life of God, which death has no hold over. Brothers and sisters, it's not about you. It's not about your knowledge, your strength, your commitment to stand up and say, yes, I want to be Catholic. It's about what God does in you when you let Him. when we invite that Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, to give us the strength to go where it is uncomfortable, the strength to put aside fear, because we know that the one who is most powerful dwells in our hearts. The strength to risk everything so that all may gain everything. That is what we celebrate today. That our God remains with us in our hearts, giving us the strength we need to go out and to fulfill that mission. To live the faith rather than to know the faith. And it starts with that love of God. Jesus says, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. It's not about keeping the commandments so that God will love us. He's very clear about that. We start with that love of God. The love of the one who has given everything for us. And if we truly love him, we will hold nothing back. We will go and keep his commandments to forgive, to teach, to love, to sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, it is not easy, but we are not alone. Our God is with us in every moment, giving us that grace and that strength. So let us invite him into our hearts, praying over and over again, come, O Holy Spirit, come. Fill the hearts of your faithful. Renew the face of the earth. God desires to do that through you. So let him in. Be bold and live it out.